symbolizes to us a 24-hour period where the sun comes up, stays up for 12 hours, comes down, stays down for 12 hours roughly. And he says, look, these were actual days. The evening and the morning were the first day. The evening and the morning were the second day. The evening and the morning, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day. These are literal 24-hour days. It's a literal 7-day week, 6-day creation week. 7 day of rest. Go to Exodus, if you would. Exodus chapter number 20. Exodus chapter number 20. You're there in Genesis, just flip over to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 20. Look at verse 11. Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. Notice how the Bible emphasizes this. Exodus 20, 11. For in 6 days, the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. In the Old Testament, God told the children of Israel, he says, I want you to work for 6 days. By the way, that's why I don't feel bad for you when you go soul winning on Saturday. God says you got to work 6 days. Amen. Now praise the Lord that you live in America where you work for 5 days and they give you Saturday off, but get to work and go soul winning. God, hey, the work week for God is 6 days. That's why we give the guys that work here, they get a day off. They don't get 2 days off. God said, you know, 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth. And he says, the seventh day he rested. And God gave a 6-day work week. And then he gave the seventh day to rest. Now, we believe in a literal 24-hour, 6-day creation week. You say, why is that important? It's important for a couple of reasons. There are those who try to attack the doctrine of creation. What does the literal 24-hour day, 6-day creation week, what does that prove, or should I say disproves? Well, first of all, it disproves the gap theory. The gap theory is a belief, and it's put forth by dispensationalists. I'm going to show that to you here in a minute. Let me just read to you from an article or just a description here, the gap theory. What is the gap theory? Gap creationism, also known as the gap theory, is a teaching that does not believe in 6 literal 24-hour days of creation, but that there was a gap of time between the first and the second verses of Genesis chapter number 1. The gap theory teaches that when you look at Genesis chapter number 1, and you see that it's outlined in verse 5, we have the end of the first day. In verse 8, we have the end of the second day. In verse 13, we have the end of the third day. In verse 19, we have the end of the fourth day. In verse 23, we have the end of the fifth day. And the end of the chapter, we have the end of the sixth day. They look at this and say, no, well, this is not an actual literal week because there's actually a gap of thousands and maybe millions or billions of years between verses 1 and 2. I want you to notice Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 and chapter 1 and verse 2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Did you catch it? You saw it, right? Well, it must be because you didn't go to Bible college. Let me read it to you a little slower. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. You got it now, right? If you didn't get it, don't worry about it. It's not there. There's no gap between verses 1 and verses 2. Let me read to you from the Schofield notes found in the Schofield Reference Bible. And by the way, this is why we don't believe in reading commentaries. Because commentaries are just the notes of men. You got to read the Word of God. Get your doctrine from the Word of God. Here's what Schofield said in his notes in the Schofield Reference Bible. And again, if you have a Schofield Reference Bible, nothing wrong with the scriptures in that Bible. If it's a King James Bible, what's wrong? There's lots of things wrong with the notes that he wrote in those Bibles, trying to help you understand those verses. Here's what Schofield said. He said, in verse 2, When you see these words, without form and void, he says, Jeremiah 4, 23 through 27, Isaiah 24, 1, Isaiah 45, 18, clearly indicate that the earth had undergone a cataclysmic change as a result of divine judgment. The face of the earth bears everywhere the marks of such a catastrophe that there are not wanting imitations which connect it with the previous testing and fall of agents. Now, I mean, that just makes perfect sense, right? You read Genesis 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and you're just like, this reminds me of Jeremiah 4, 23 to 27. I mean, is that really how you think God expected us to just understand and study the Bible? You have to have Schofield give you a reference to a book towards the end of the Old Testament. Say, you know, insert here. Because here's what the dispensationalists teach. They'll say, well, between verses 1, because God created the heaven and the earth. But then in verse 2, we're told that the earth was without form and void. And they'll say, it was without form and void because between those two verses, there was all these years that went by and there was all these other civilizations and there was these angels and they got kicked out of heaven and they went down to earth and they mated with women and they did this and they did that. And there's all these, you know, Star Wars type of, you know, just stories. And they make good videos. I mean, you look at these dispensationalists on YouTube. They make entertaining videos. I mean, literally, I'm not joking. You can look up dispensationalists, and they're teaching about vampires. They're teaching about aliens, supposedly from the Bible. Aliens and vampires and every, you know, geek science, you know, thing you could think of. And they'll say, oh, it's right there in between verses 1 and 2. Well, here's the problem. Is that Genesis chapter 1 clearly teaches, Exodus chapter 20 and verse 11 clearly teaches that this was an actual week. It doesn't say, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning, 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 and the evening and the morning. You know, just for thousands of years, the evening and the morning, the evening and the morning was the first 10,000 years. It says the evening and the morning were the first day. For in 6 days, God, the Lord, made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that are in them. So a literal 24-hour-a-day, 6-day creation week disproves the gap theory. There's